Lord, the Holy One is King. Come bow before Him now with reverence and fear. In Him your sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
Well, we'll return to the hymn later on, but now we're going to turn to the order of service for this morning and begin at the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. People of God, look up. Believe that you will encounter God this morning. Be open to God revealing something of himself and changing the way we see the world. And so we pray together, saying, Almighty God, we ask you to show us something more of who you are and how awesome your presence is. Overcome our fear of the unknown and lead us into a new experience of you. May our worship today be as on a mountaintop, a transforming encounter that empowers our love and understanding of you. Amen. The Lord, the Mighty One, summons his faithful people to approach. Come, let us see his radiance, allowing the light of his glory to shine upon and within us, as we offer our worship and praise. God of glory, open our eyes and open our hearts. Help us to see Jesus. God of glory, change us and renew us by your Spirit. Make us more like Jesus. Amen. And the collect for today, the Sunday next before Lent. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
And now we're going to say the song of the three. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you heavens.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, all people on earth.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
O people of God, bless the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit.
Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Our first reading this morning comes from the second epistle of St. Paul to the church in Corinth, chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 3. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And we turn now to our psalm, Psalm 50, verses 1 to 6. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets.
From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth.
Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages.
He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Well, our second Bible reading this morning comes from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, and we're beginning at verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them. And a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I am often shocked by how much time I spend looking at my phone, scrolling through things. I can spend an inordinate amount of time watching people make cakes, do elaborate things with an old pair of socks, or having their nails done. I am a particular sucker for the before and after stories. The woman, for example, whose husband is serving in the army, she goes on a wonder diet, loses several stone, and when her husband comes home from abroad, he doesn't recognize her. Or the homeless man, unkempt and bedraggled, who is treated to a haircut from a top hairdresser and emerges from the salon looking and sounding amazing. Before and after. This morning, our gospel reading in Mark treats us to an epic before and after story. The story of Jesus' transfiguration is in all 3 synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The setting of this story is on a high mountain. This would have given Mark's hearers an automatic clue that something amazing is about to happen. God met Moses on a mountaintop. God met Elijah on a mountaintop. And now Jesus invites three of his closest friends, Peter, James, and John, to go with him to a mountaintop. I wonder what Peter, James, and John were thinking as Jesus led them up the mountain. I wonder whether they were still mulling over the puzzling and alarming conversations they had had over the past week or so. The day when Peter blurted out that he thought that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ. Jesus accepted this, but then went on to tell him that he was going to suffer and die and rise again. Understandably, the disciples are confused. They don't like what they hear, and Peter tells Jesus so. Only then, Peter is thoroughly told off by Jesus with those stinging words, "Get behind me, Satan." So we can only imagine what the disciples are thinking as Jesus leads them up the mountain. But this story is told from their perspective. These friends have spent a couple of years following Jesus around. They have listened to his stories. They have seen his miracles. They have been privy to all sorts of things, even things that have surprised and shocked them. But I should think, despite all that, they really believe that they know Jesus better than anyone else anyway. They know him as a friend, as a teacher, as a teller of stories, as a healer, as a traveling companion. They know his face, the color of his hair, the size of his hands, the shape of his feet. They know his mannerisms, the way he eats, the sound of his laugh, and they know how much he loves God, and they know how much he loves people. They know him well, and they know that he knows them. They know that they are safe with him. But then, on the mountain, the unimaginable happens. Jesus changes before their very eyes. On the mountaintop, the disciples can see Jesus just as they know him. But he is also different. He is much more than they had ever seen before. He is much, much more. They don't really have the words to describe what they are seeing, only that his clothes became radiantly, intensely white. This is their before and after moment. And they will never see Jesus in the same way again, because they have seen his glory. For those disciples, Peter, James, and John, one phase of their life is ending, and without any warning, another one is about to begin. No wonder they were terrified. No wonder they wanted to stay where they were, build some tents or shelters, and get used to what they had witnessed. No sooner had Peter spoken than his words were eclipsed by the voice of God. In Jewish tradition, cloud coming down on a mountain indicated the glory of God. And from the cloud, God speaks. God's words at Jesus' baptism were addressed to Jesus. But this time, God's words are addressed to the disciples. "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." The words spoken by God help the disciples to make sense of what they have just seen. Jesus really is the Son of God. The vision goes, Moses and Elijah vanish. The disciples are left with Jesus to walk down the mountainside back to reality. But they will never be the same. They have seen Jesus fully human and fully divine. They have seen that he is so much more than they could possibly ever have imagined. Maybe now they will understand a little better the path Jesus has to tread, towards Jerusalem, to suffer and to climb another hillside, this one called Golgotha. Before and after, the Jesus they knew then and the Jesus they know now. As we come to the end of this season in the church's year, we get ready for the journey through Lent towards Easter. We don't know what will happen to us as we make this journey. We don't know how God might invite us to change yet. We don't know how much God will ask us to grow and mature. But we do know that God invites us to make the journey, to take up our cross, and to follow. Will I do it? Will we do it? What lies ahead for each one of us? All we know we can learn from this story. Just like Peter, James, and John, we are disciples following Jesus. He invites us to see more of him. He longs to show us who he really is. He invites us to travel with him. And just like Peter, James, and John, we can trust him. Resurrection and the fullness of life is ours if we do. May we behold Jesus' glory. Amen.
All hand it bears
the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the forever he will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship him alone. I will the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be, the Lamb upon the throne, I gladly bow the knee, I gladly bow the knee, and worship you alone. Forever you will be, forever you will be, the Lamb upon the throne. The Lamb upon the throne, I gladly bow the knee, I gladly bow the knee, and worship you alone.
Well, let's turn now to prayer. And please, will you join in the responses in the bold print? God of glory, open our eyes and open our hearts. Help us to see Jesus. God of glory, change us and renew us by your Spirit. make us more like Jesus. God of glory, we see in you the beauty of the universe. We meet you in the love of our friends and families. We find you in our joys and in our pain, faithful and true. We see you revealed to us in Scripture. We hear you speaking to us in the silence. We know you in our hearts, and we find you in the person of Jesus. As we look at the events in our world, help us to see where you are at work, in our homes and in our daily lives. Help us to notice the glimpses of your glory shining through the ordinary fabric of our lives. God of glory, surround us with the light of your presence. God of glory, we live with so many uncertainties. Today we pray for people whose lives are always uncertain, for people in war-torn parts of the world, for all who are hungry, for people who are jobless or homeless, for all who are fleeing from domestic violence. May we be ready to respond to the needs of others. Help us to love one another as you have loved us. God of glory, surround us with the light of your presence. God of glory, we pray for situations in the world that need hope and healing, and in particular for Yemen, for Russia, and for Myanmar. We ask for words and actions that are full of hope, not hate, of forgiveness and unity, not division. May we all be mindful of the power of our words. May our words be controlled and kind. And may we always shine a light of truth into the darkness of discord and lies. God of glory, surround us with the light of your presence. God of glory, we thank you for the tireless efforts of nurses, doctors and consultants caring for patients, especially those who are suffering from COVID-19. We ask that you would give all medical staff and care staff peace as they care for the sick. And we remember those who we know who are unwell, especially Pam, Jack and Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Vera and Stephen, David, Geraldine, Steve, Adrian and Michael, Jean, Jane, Olwen, Alan, Mary, Andrew and Morris. We thank you that the ordinary tasks of routine, order and gentleness can bless the boundary between life and death, and we pray for all who have been kept apart from those they love, for those who have not been able to mourn for friends and family who have died. And we pray for the family and the friends of Jerry Blake, Bob Smith, John Burt, Mary Walker, Betty Marshall, and others known to us, and all who we remember with love and thanksgiving. We remember people in our own communities who are suffering, asking that you would lighten their pain and distress. God of glory, surround us with the light of your presence. Amen. And let's join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
May Christ, who makes saints of sinners, who has transformed those we remember today, raise and strengthen you, that you may transform the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain with you and those you love and pray for today and always. Amen. Glory to God, whose power at work among us can do infinitely more than all we can ask or conceive. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King alight. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse us here, to minister his grace. No word too hard. In faith, receive from him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. There are quite a few notices on the end of this sheet, plus a couple of extra ones, but just look out for all that is going on Ash Wednesday. Robert and I promised to put our alarms on so we won't forget a single service this time. 9:30 in the morning is morning prayer on conference call or Zoom for Ash Wednesday. Then it's followed by the coffee morning. There's a morning prayer from St. Andrew's, Tiverton, on a landline number, which you've got in front of you. I will be celebrating Holy Communion at St. Catherine's Withley at 12:30, but booking a seat is essential for that. And then we'll finish the day with our Lent group, which will also involve a service where we'll be looking at some works of art. If you cannot use Zoom, we will get the pictures to you, but we need to know who you are. If you can use Zoom, you don't need to worry about a thing, we think.
Absolutely.
You should be able to see the pictures on the screen, and you can just sit back and relax and enjoy it. And that will be for the next 6 weeks. Stephen would also like some more photographs for his Mothering Sundays online, which is nearly finished, but we could just do with a few more photos. And if you could send those either to Stephen or Dawn or to me and Robert, that would be great. And Robert, you've got a message about an initiative that's happening with churches together in Tiverton to feed hungry people. You want soup on the go, lunch on the go.
Yeah, you may have seen this in this week's Tiverton Gazette, some of the churches in town are going to be doing lunch on the go during this time. It's a way of allowing people who are, need information about what help is available to access that have a look at the Gazette if you haven't seen that already on page 2, I think. And do please keep us in your prayers. St. Peter's in Tiverton is going into partnership with Tiverton Baptist Church over this, and we hope to be starting this week to do that. So thank you for your prayers for that. That'd be really important. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed week, and we will see you soon.